starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Can I have some more soup, Mom?
Gee, it's good.
I mean, may I have some more? Certainly, dear. Help yourself. Gramps doesn't seem to think it's very good.
Not hungry.
Boy, Gramps, you sure can't sock a ball. Who's showing Porky and me how to bat this morning?
You don't feel well.
There's nothing wrong with me.
You got that pain in your chest again?
I tell you, I'm all right.
I know. That's what you tell me.
You look kind of sickish after you hit the ball this morning. Are you sure you're okay?
Mm-hmm. So you've had that pain since this morning?
Nothing of the sort.
How many times have I asked you to remember that you are not 10 years old? Playing baseball.
I wasn't playing baseball. Just swung the bat a couple of times. What's wrong with that?
The way you feel should tell you. A man of your age just can't and shouldn't try to do the things that a youngster does.
Oh, you're making a forest out of a sapling.
All right. You feel fine, but please now do me a favor and go to bed right now. Just try to pretend that you're tired and need some rest.
All right. I'll go to bed just so you'll stop nagging me about being sick. Why, I never had a sick day in my life. Well, I mean, almost never.
That's better. I'll bring you some warm milk.
Oh.
Mom, do you think Gramps is really sick?
Jeff, dear, do you remember asking me to buy you some new fishing line? Well, the old line was all right, but it'd been used a long time and just might not have stood up under extra strain. Well, Gramps has used his body muscles a long time, and they're still all right, too, but, oh, unless he, you know, puts too much strain on them, and then they kind of protest. Do you understand?
I guess so.
Now, we both know that Gramps has a young spirit and an old body, and it's up to us to see to it that he doesn't forget and kick up his heels too much.
Oh, I know what you mean, Mom.
Good. Now, do you think you could force yourself to eat some cherry pie?
One piece or the whole pie?
One piece, mister. After you finish your soup and your salad. I'll go warm Gramps' milk for him.
Where does it look like I am?
Oh, come. Don't you feel good or something?
Look, can't a man sleep a little late in the morning without everybody thinking he's sick?
I never knew you to stay in bed this late.
Well, it's always got to be a first time.
Mom's got breakfast already. Me and Lassie have been looking all over for you.
Well, you tell her I'll be right down. Just get my clothes on.
Look, Gramps, if you don't feel too good or something, Mom will bring you breakfast in bed like she does with me when I'm sick.
You think I'm an invalid? Why, I ain't even sick. Just felt a little tired this morning, that's all. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just thought that...
Well, don't thought. Breakfast in bed. Go on now. I'll be right down.
Gramps is in bed.
In bed?
He's dressing. He'll be right down.
Well, is he all right?
He says he is. Why should he be specially tired this morning? He went to bed early last night.
Hello, Jenny. Ellen Miller. Get me Dr. Stewart, please. Oh, no, nothing serious, dear. Dad's a little under the weather.
He says he isn't sick.
I know.
Well, he's not going to like this. He hates having the doctor.
Well, let him hate it all he wants. Oh, hello, Dr. Stewart. Ellen Miller. No, I'm fine. But I would like you to stop by and see Dad. Well, he won't admit anything's wrong, but I know his chest is bothering him again. All right, thanks. Well, we'll see you in a little while. Goodbye.
You gonna tell Gramps the doctor's coming?
I don't know. I haven't planned my strategy yet.
But I shouldn't say anything and pretend nothing's happened, huh?
Nothing.
Morning, Ellen.
Morning. How you feel?
Fine. Same as I always feel. Breakfast ready?
2 minutes.
Well,
I'll go collect the eggs.
Oh, Jeff can do that. Go on, Jeff.
Oh, sure.
You come on and sit down. I'll bring you a cup of coffee.
Listen, you call me. I'll be in the barn.
Isn't that silly? By the time you get there, I'll be ready.
Well, all you got to do is sing out. Won't take me a moment to get back from the barn.
The new Grange magazine arrived.
I'll read it tonight.
You know that letter that you wrote to the editor?
Yeah.
It was printed.
Well, you know, I kind of figured it would be. About time that magazine printed something with some sense in it. Where is it?
In the parlor.
I'll read it tonight after supper when I have more time to concentrate. Right now, I got to get them apple crates out.
There was also a letter by a man from Greenville. Yes. Said you're an old fuddy-duddy who doesn't appreciate modern farming.
What do you mean I don't appreciate modern farming? Fuddy-duddy, why, I've been rotating crops and farming scientifically for 40 years.
Well, don't bark at me. I'm just telling you what the letter said.
It's in the parlor?
Uh-huh.
Must be that same pipsqueak that wrote the article. College farmer, huh? Plants a crop of geraniums in a clay pot and calls himself an expert. Why, he wouldn't know a real farm even if he saw one. Feel better. Nothing like a good breakfast to set a man up.
More toast?
No, I gotta get busy with them apple crates.
Oh, did Jeff can do it?
Sure.
Jeff can't reach him.
Of course I can.
Why don't you finish that letter to the Grange magazine?
Time enough for that tonight.
I'd like another cup of coffee. Keep me company. You know how I hate to eat alone.
Look, you've had 3 cups already. Let Jeff sit with you.
Oh, I can't. I promised Forky I'd meet him. Bye.
Well, what's got into him? Some manners.
Children have too much energy. You and I should relax after our meals.
Yeah, well, you relax. I got things to do.
Dad.
Huh?
I've called Dr. Stewart, and he should be here any minute.
Oh, goodness, who's sick?
Well, I hope no one, but I want him to examine you.
Now, look here, Ellen. You had no call to do that. I ought to know whether I need a doctor or not.
Humor me. I'll just feel easier if the doctor says you're all right.
This is all nonsense. Now, when he comes, you tell him to turn around and go right straight back.
He's here. You tell him.
Now, see here, Ellen. There's no reason for me to have an examination, and I won't do it.
Hi, Ellen. George.
Good morning.
What did I hear when I was coming here, George? You don't want to be examined?
That's what you heard.
Well, you made your point. Now, let's go in the other room, and you take off your shirt, huh?
Nothing doing. And don't try to treat me like a baby either.
Why not? You're acting like one. In fact, you're acting worse. I can usually get a youngster to behave by giving him a lollipop. You want a lollipop?
Now look here, Walter. I tell you that.
You tell me nothing. I tell you. I'm going to examine you whether you squawk or not. And I haven't got time to listen to you sounding off. Come on now, let's go.
You go and peddle your pills to someone who needs them.
Let's go.
I won't cooperate.
Now, quietly.
What'd you say you call that gadget?
Electrocardiogram.
Now, what's it supposed to do?
Diagnostic aid.
How does it work?
Ordinarily, the impulse which stimulates the auricles and ventricles originates in the sino-auricular node. It then spreads over each auricle to reach the auricular ventricle node. I won't go into too much detail, but on reaching the network of Purkinje, the impulse is conducted rapidly to the endocardial surface of each ventricle, whence it spreads to the epicardial surfaces. See?
Yeah.
Snap out of it. In the first place, we aren't sure it's serious. And in the second place, even if it is a heart condition, no reason to hang crepe. With the proper care and a slowdown in activities, you get along fine for years.
Somehow I forget that he's old and, you know, liable to be ill.
Yeah, so does he. Just keep him off his feet now. That's important.
I'll try.
And don't worry.
Thanks, Doctor.
I'll be by tomorrow.
are you doing up?
Now, look here, Ellen.
Look here, nothing. You get back to bed right now.
Well, I'm hungry.
I'll bring you something to eat in bed.
Eating in bed's for invalids, which I ain't.
Bed, right now. Understand?
I ain't going to bed. Walter said I could stay on the palace sofa.
I saw the doctor drive away. How's Gramps?
We don't know yet, Jeff. Maybe nothing, or it may be serious.
Gosh. The main thing is to keep Gramps off his feet, and that's got me worried. He sure hates to stay in bed. But you can't blame him. It's not much fun.
It'd be a lot less fun. Seriously ill. You know, Jeff, we've got to do Gramps' chores.
Sure.
If we're busy, we can't keep an eye on him, and every time we turn our backs, he's going to pop out of bed.
Can't you get him to promise not to, on his honor?
Gramps. No. I just have to run in every few minutes.
Come on, Lassie. I'm going to teach you a new trick. Listen to me. I'm going to teach you a new trick. Now watch. I'm lying down. Now, when I sit up, I want you to speak. Speak, Lassie. That's a good girl. Now, we'll do it again. I'm lying down. Ready? Speak. That's good. All right, now we'll do it again. Lying down again. Ready? Good. Hi, Gramps.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Too good to be on my back.
Could you, sit up if you wanted?
If it wasn't for that blasted doctor, I could do anything.
You mean you could sit up now, just like you weren't sick?
I tell you, I ain't sick.
What's she barking?
I don't know. I'm going to leave her here to keep you company so you won't get lonesome. Stay, Lassie. See you later, Gramps.
Hey, what's going on here?
Here, Jeff, get her out of here. Get her out now. I don't want her near me, do you hear? Go on, get out. Beat it. Come on. I don't want you here.
So that's it. You double-crossing, four-legged stool pigeon, you. Go to Jeff, Lassie. That's a good girl. Go to Jeff. That's a nice girl. How much longer have I got to lay around here doing nothing?
As long as the doctor says it's necessary.
You get them apple crates down?
Tomorrow.
Well, I got two hired men coming to pick apples tomorrow. And where are they going to put them? Answer me that.
Oh, by the time the crates are needed, Jeff and I'll have them ready.
Oh, I'm tired, Mom. I'm going to bed.
What a lovely idea. Me too.
You were a terrific helper today. Matter of fact, you did more than I did.
I guess I might as well go to bed. Not do anything laying here. Now, look, I'm going to bed, you hear? And you ain't going to stop me, either.
It's all right, Lassie. Come on. Good night, everybody.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night. I got to get some water, then I'll go to bed.
Well, I'll get it for you.
No, I can get it myself. Wait a minute now. It's all right.
All right. Don't forget to turn out the lights. I'll stay here.
How's Gramps?
The doctor isn't finished yet.
He'll be all right, Mom. He's gotta be.
I hope so, dear. Well, Doctor?
You got a pretty rugged grandfather, Jeff.
Is he all right?
Fine. I didn't get a chance to tell you when I came in, but the electrocardiogram I took yesterday was normal. Nothing wrong with his heart. He must have strained one of the intercostal muscles on the left side of his chest when he tried to show Jeff how to bat a baseball. Tonight, reaching for the apple crates, he really gave it a wrench. Pain evidently frightened him, and he just passed out. He'll have to stay in bed, though, or those muscles won't heal. No couch in the parlor. Bed flat on his back.
Did you tell him that?
I did.
What did he say?
What do you think he said?
I can imagine.
Good night, Ellen. Night, Jeff.
Good night, Doctor.
Good night, Doctor. Thanks a lot.
I'm so glad Grams is going to be all right.
Oh, so am I, dear.
Get out of here. Get out before I wring your throat.
What's going on up there?
Grams is sitting up.
Get out.
What
Get
is
out,
it?
I said. You hear me? Get out.
What's the matter?
She's a four-footed stool pigeon. And he put her up to it.
I told Lassie to bark every time Gramps sits up, because Gramps isn't supposed to sit up.
I won't have it. Get her out of here. I won't be spied on.
Will you promise not to sit up?
No, I won't.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll do anything to get rid of that infernal noise.
Good girl, Lassie. Now kiss Gramps.